More than 200 civilians abducted by an armed group linked to the Islamic State in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo have been freed during a joint military operation, according to authorities in neighbouring Uganda. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Ugandan troops, working alongside Congolese forces, carried out a raid on a camp run by the Allied Democratic Forces, ADF, a militant group originally formed in Uganda but now entrenched in eastern Congo. Among those rescued were several children, including a 14-year-old girl. Military officials said the freed captives described severe conditions, including food shortages, forced labor, and harsh punishment. Many were found in poor health, suffering from illnesses such as malaria, breathing problems, and extreme exhaustion. Addressing the survivors, Ugandan Commander Major General Stephen Mugowa reassured them they would be safely returned and reunited with their families. The operation also resulted in the killing of several ADF fighters and the seizure of weapons, although no details were given about casualties among the joint forces. The ADF has operated from bases in eastern Congo for over 2 decades after being pushed out of Uganda. The group later aligned itself with the Islamic State, intensifying its campaign of violence. Despite a joint offensive launched by Uganda and Democratic Republic of the Congo in 2021, the group has continued to carry out deadly attacks, particularly targeting civilians. In recent years, the ADF has been blamed for mass killings, kidnappings, and attacks on schools, gaining notoriety as one of the deadliest armed groups in the region. Reports from rights organizations say abductions, forced labor, and sexual violence remain widespread, with survivors recounting months or even years of captivity under brutal conditions. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.